Westlock. Although criminal code case numbers in Westlock County are on the rise for the first 9 months of 2022 compared to the last 2 years, they continue to pale in comparison to the benchmark total set in 2018. At the October 18 Governance and Priorities Committee, GPC, meeting, Westlock RCMP Staff Sergeant Al Baird spent close to 30 minutes walking counselors through the January to September crime stats for the county, including the village of Clyde, as well as the detachment staffing levels, current initiatives and their annual performance plan. For the first 3 quarters of 2022, property offenses like break and enters, motor vehicle thefts and mischief sit at 252 files, up substantially over the COVID-19 years of 2021 and 2020 when there were 195 and 194, respectively, but well below the highs of 318 in 2019 and 381 in 2018. Person crimes, like assaults and uttering threats, are also up and sit at 78 for 2022, compared to 65, 59 and 65 for the years 2021 to 2019. The four-year high is 83 from 2018. In total, police have handled 369 criminal code files in 2022, up by 26% over the identical 294 totals they dealt with in 2021 and 2020, but down compared to the 467 in 2019 and 567 in 2018. "We're seeing it starting to get closer to the numbers we've seen before," said Baird. "And even though we're getting some increases compared to the past couple of years, we see that we're not as high as the 2018 numbers." Baird said they'll continue to monitor the community's prolific offenders, noting one was recently let out of jail, who's on release conditions, so we're following up with that and ensuring they're following those conditions. "Again, we have no control over release issues, that happens in the courts. We have no control over sentencing. So, we have to look at the things we can do to protect the citizens. All calls are important to wit." Baird pointed the drastic drop in the reporting of suspicious persons and vehicles. So far in 2022 they've only received 30 calls, compared to 134 the year prior and 200 plus in the years 2018 to 2020. He also again encouraged residents to report crime to them via 911 or 780-349-4491 and not simply post about it on Facebook or other social media platforms, as they're not regularly monitored by the police. Counselors also noted they too get calls from residents about suspicious vehicles and activities and plead with them to phone it in to police, but there's a perception that 911 shouldn't be used unless it's for an emergency like a car accident. "What we need to do is engage with the citizens and other partners to find out what's happening in those areas. But it's incumbent for citizens to report crimes when they're happening," said Baird, noting citizens on patrol groups are also very valuable and provide a lot of good intel to police. "The whole community needs to be that way. If they don't call in, we don't know what's going on." Baird also highlighted the fact residents need to secure their property, whether that's making sure their doors are locked when they're not at home, to ensuring their equipment and fuel on their farm sites are secure, to installing surveillance cameras and other security measures. And although he admitted that if a criminal wants something bad enough, they'll take it, taking preventative measures will stop crimes of opportunity. With farming operations, what are they doing to help secure their machinery, their trucks? "A lot of these crimes are crimes of opportunity," he continued. "I know people are busy and have things to do, but it's much easier for me to offer prevention tips and for people to follow than it is to try to recover stolen property." Cown. Jared Stitson noted that residents in his area have been asking about patrols in the hamlets and the school zone in front of Busby School, while Baird said that's been on their to-do list along with increased patrols in Fawcett, which has garnered them positive feedback from the community. "As far as Busby, we did receive complaints of speeding and we liaised with the county CPOs, and I know they were going down to do enforcement a week or two ago, and our traffic members know about that as well," said Baird. Back in the community and with the COVID-19 restrictions all but a thing of the past, Baird said they'll be ramping up in-person community engagement with things like crime prevention talks and school visits. They hope to make 27 visits over the year to all of the schools in town, the county and the village. He also noted the reintroduction of the positive ticketing program they run in conjunction with the town and county peace officers aimed at youth, is working really well. "We're able to get out more and we're hoping to do more," he added. Baird also called the inaugural first responder baseball game and victim services fundraiser held in August a great success, and an example of his members being a part of the community, as they were the one who pitched it to him. I think that's very accurate. They are a part of the community and several of your members are Westlock County residents, which I think is excellent, added Cown. Stuart Fox Robinson. With the addition of Corporal Riley Sutherland, who joins Corporal Brad Schramm, Baird said the detachment is all but fully staffed as they're only down one constable. Both corporals attended the meeting in person and were introduced to county staff and council. I'm trying to see if we can get an experienced officer in, but everyone wants an experienced officer, said Baird.